It's Ian Pickus, and we're back in the Congressional Corner today with New York State Senator John Manion, a Democrat from the 50th District. He's been in office since 2020, and now he's running for Congress in New York's 22nd House District. Last time, Senator Manion, you were talking about being inspired to run, given the sharp change in American politics around about 2016, 2018. So let me ask you this. You know, you're relatively new to the New York State Senate. What qualifies you to go to the House?
Well, a number of things. First of all, I do come at it from an outsider's view, from somebody who is politically engaged, but was a teacher, a constituent in a district, in a place that I care about. And it was really watching the changes that happened in public education that were top-down decisions that were very frustrating to me and really energized me to run for office. Another thing I want to mention, my father worked for 42 years on the New York Central Railroad, and he retired. He retired with a federal pension that wasn't supposed to be taxed. And it, what was passed was the Graham-Rudman bill. And that was an example of working people not being at the table when decisions were being made, where you have, you know, billionaires or people that are, influenced by their big money donors, where all of a sudden we end up taxing a pension that was supposed to be untaxed, and it really negatively impacted my father and my family the rest of his life and the commitment that was made to them. It was really a broken promise. So that is a little bit of background, and as a teacher, I also wanted to represent teachers. So in the last 8 years that I was still actively teaching in a classroom, I was also a teacher association president. So I had 400 members of teachers, school psychologists, social workers, and nurses. And I represented those individuals, and I represented them proudly. So it was that sort of non-political background, yet as a president, I was working through arbitrations, contract negotiation. It was helpful in sort of building the skills to do this. Now I've run for office. This is my fourth run for office. I do have a positive electoral record. My district right now, I've got 33 municipalities. 29 of them are run by Republicans. They have Republican leadership. So I have to work with everyone. I understand the district that I live in because I've lived here my whole life. So we are a down-the-middle district that expect people who are in elected office to deliver, and I have a record of delivering. So I have a legislative record, legislative accomplishments, and an electoral record. As far as the electoral record goes, I am the only Democratic senator in the New York State Legislature out of 42 senators that has more registered Republicans in their district than Democrats. And what that says to me and says to others is that I have I am a good reflection of the district, and that people trust me, and they know I'm gonna work with them. Certainly when it comes to helping our municipalities, I cannot help just four of them. I don't want to help four of them. I care about my region. I care about my district. And we're here to support every one of those municipalities and work with their leadership.
So let me ask you for some specifics, if you don't mind, Senator, because we're going to obviously have a choice. Your representative, Brandon Williams, is a Republican, comes from the other side of the aisle right now. So what has he done in Congress specifically that you would do differently?
Well, what I see coming out of his camp is really a far-right agenda, a far-right message that is really not getting things done, not getting the work that's needed done for the people in the 22nd district. This is the Congress under House leadership over the last year and 3 months that has produced very few pieces of legislation, has replaced a speaker, which is historic. And the legislation that has been passed, 22 pieces of legislation have been signed into law. I had last year 27 pieces of legislation signed into law. some of those were very important. The establishment of a new police force at the Syracuse Hancock International Airport, legislation regarding the Flood Mitigation Task Force, which is to embolden and strengthen our infrastructure and map our region, the Mohawk Valley and the Mohawk River Basin and the Oswego River Basin. So these are things that we need, you know, that Central New Yorkers and people from the Mohawk Valley need someone advocating for them to actually deliver on things. One of the things that I'm most proud of is that I was the co-prime sponsor on the Green Chips legislation here in New York that tied in with the Chips and Science legislation at the federal level. And what that did was establish an incentive program that if we use clean energy, if a manufacturer uses clean energy and hits their job numbers, that we are going to onshore semiconductor chip manufacturing in the state of New York. Yes, we want to do it in the United States. We want them to do it in New York State. And what happened as a result of that was that the largest private investment in the history of this country, Micron Technologies, is coming in to clay New York to build semiconductor chips in one of the largest, if not the largest, memory fab in the world. The current congressman, before Micron announced, but after we passed the Green Chips legislation, went out of his way to write a letter to the editor to reject that piece of legislation, calling it corporate welfare. And what I will say is, as someone who watched the job losses in upstate New York in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, it is built into me, built into my DNA, to do whatever I can to make sure that our children and our grandchildren can work here, can live here, because I watch those jobs go away. And we have found a way in Green Chips legislation and other ways to make sure that we can restore manufacturing to upstate New York, which is happening, and do it in an environmentally responsible way. Micron Technologies could be making chips or designing fabs in Austin, Texas, or Albuquerque, or Wisconsin, but they're not going to do that. They're going to do it in my district in Clay, New York, and that's what the people of my Senate district and this congressional district want. They want to make sure that we have our best interest at heart, and I was very proud to have worked with Republicans and Democrats at the county, at the state, and at the federal level, and other stakeholders to make sure that we didn't miss our shot. We didn't, and as a result, great things, a renaissance is coming to Central New York.
Senator Mannion, have you ever voted for a Republican for president?
I am sure that I have in the past. It is probably going back a little ways. I certainly was proud to support President Biden, President Obama, former Senator Clinton. But, many years ago went through a time where we had very strong leadership and certainly Republican leadership and some very challenging times in our country. So, you know, I am from a down the middle district in Central New York, and we will swing away from our party and vote on the other side. We have a very large number of independent voters. It's just the nature of the place that I represent. And I hear this all the time. It is about the quality of the candidate. It is about the quality of the person. It's not about party. And for me, that is the case as well. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm a proud Democrat. I believe that we must make sure that we live in a just society where everyone has an equal opportunity to be successful. But it depends on the person, and whether it's a presidential race or another race, I absolutely have voted for Republicans because I believe they were the best person, conducted themselves in a certain way, had the background, the knowledge, and honestly, the personality to be a good leader. So I have.
But you don't want to say who it was, or you can't remember?
That's a good question. You know, I'm not a young person, but I would go back to, certainly Ronald Reagan's, not Ronald Reagan, I would say George W. Bush. coming off of that first term, in that second term, when the country was still at a very challenging time, I cast a vote there.
Okay, we've been speaking with New York State Senator John Manion. He's a Democrat from the 50th District. He's been in office since 2020, and now he wants to go to Congress in the 22nd District. Senator Manion, I have so many questions to get to in our next segment. So when we come back the next time, we'll do a lightning round.
Okay.